A new database of precipitation in Alaska will help designers and builders plan for extremes. The Alaska Precipitation Atlas was put together by researchers with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the University of Alaska Fairbanks Water and Environmental Research Center. The center's Sveta Stufer says the data on how much and how often it rains and snows at various locations reflects decades of additional measurements.
The last atlas was done in 1963, and so it's from 1963 to 2012, it's missing quite a substantial amount of years of data. So what we did, we add this new data and redid the analysis.
Stufer says the new atlas does not show a lot of change for low elevation locations, but there are major precipitation changes for higher altitude areas. That's attributed to the addition of many new high elevation measuring stations in Alaska since the early 1960s. Another Water and Environmental Research Center scientist, Doug Kane, says accurate precipitation data is essential for safe design of buildings and other infrastructure.
Engineers, when they design a lot of structures, they have to know what the precipitation is and what the risks are involved in building the structure they're going to build. What would be the intensity or the depth of the precipitation in a, say, either a 24-hour period or a one-hour period, depending on what the structure is they're building.
Kane says high-risk structures like bridges have to be designed to accommodate 100-year flood events because failure is a public safety threat and replacement cost is high.